Should have seen that hat she had on. Ugly. Girl, it looked like an explosion in a fruit market.
Florence, my breakfast.
Shh. Oh, that ain't nobody, just Mr. Jefferson. Honey, I'm sorry you missed that skimpy dress she wore yesterday. Girl, let me tell you, she was showing everything but her credit cards.
I want my breakfast.
I'm on the phone. So anyway, what'd you say?
I said I want my breakfast.
Not you, her. So anyway, child, if I see her today, I'm...
Hello. Excuse me. Florence was just called out. This is her answering service. If you want to leave a message, you may do so at the sound of the beep. Beep!
I can't even make a phone call around here.
Look, this is my house, that is my phone, and I want my waffles.
Well, it ain't too hard. You could have got them yourself.
Those are frozen waffles. I want the real ones.
Then hire Aunt Jemima.
George, I'm leaving now. See you later.
Wait, come here. Look. Frozen waffles, frozen orange juice, and freeze-dried coffee. I'm paying her to watch my food defrost.
You mind if I have your orange juice?
Weezy, you ain't even listening.
Yes, I am. Oh, George, that's a terrible diet. You're not eating enough fiber.
Fiber? I don't want no rope to eat either.
I can't talk now, George. I'm in such a rush.
You running off to that museum again?
No, this time I thought I'd take a cab.
Weezy, wait!
Where did I put my keys?
Weezy, you've been running to that museum for 3 weeks now. Why do you want to study Indian culture anyway?
Because they were the first Americans. What have you got against Indians?
I'm a businessman, Weezy. I'm against anything that's in the red. Will you stand still? I don't like talking to the end that ain't talking back. Okay, I got you.
Found him.
Look, Weezy, you've been tearing out of here day after day. Now I want you to give me a little time.
Yeah, sure, George. What is it? Oh, look at my lipstick.
See, this is what happens from hanging around with that old crazy Helen Willis. She's the one that got you mixed up in this old museum thing in the first place.
All Helen did was invite me to sit in on a meeting.
Why is she worried about the Indians? She should be out doing something that's important to her, like saving the zebras.
George, I volunteered because I enjoy it. And I got a lot of things to do at the museum.
Like what?
Well, office work for now. But someday I'd like to work in the field.
Weezy, are you crazy? It took us 200 years to get out of the field.
I'm talking about the places where they dig for Indian artifacts. You, of all people, should know the value of preserving old relics.
Me? Why me?
You still support your mother, don't you?
Now, Weezy, that was cold.
You deserve that, George. You make fun of all of my projects. My French lessons, the help center, my vitamins.
What about your vitamins?
I forgot to take them.
Oh. You know why I make fun of your projects? Because they're dumb.
Well, what do you want me to do? Stay here all day getting ready for you to come home, then meet you at the door, wrap my arms around you, and spend the rest of the night making you deliriously happy?
I'd be willing to try it for a month.
Well, I wouldn't.
That's telling him.
Why is it everything I want to do is dumb?
Yeah, why is it?
And why is it you are always against me improving myself?
Yeah, why is it?
And why is it other people's husbands give them encouragement and you don't?
Yeah, why is it?
Look, one more why is it from you and you're gonna be wondering why is it you woke up in another zip code area. Now look, Louise, you listen
to me. I have no time to talk now, George. We'll talk about it tonight.
But Weezy! Look, Weezy, I'm not against your Indian thing. It's just that you're never home anymore.
Louise, I finally caught you at home.
It's all your fault!
I'm fine, thank you, and how are you?
It is not her fault.
That's right. You always blame me when something goes wrong. Well, I am sick and tired of it. This time you can put the blame on somebody else. Louise, what are we talking about?
George doesn't like me putting in so much time at the museum.
Oh, is that where you've been? I've been looking all over for you.
Well, goodbye, George. I gotta go now. Bye, Helen.
Louise, will you wait?
Louise, wait! Oh. Hey, hold it. There's a million things I want to talk to you about.
I'll call you.
But you haven't been around the help center for weeks. What about the newsletter?
I'd love to help, but I'm just so busy. They got me working in the Indian department.
With Dr. Jessup?
Yes.
That man could get me to volunteer for anything.
Oh!
What are you working on that's so important?
Nothing special. It's just that he's snowed under with work, and I'm giving him a hand. Oh, now, please. I've got to leave. I'm a half hour late already, and I can't sleep. Oh, darn!
Louise, wait!
No, Helen, I've got to...
If this is going to take long, we could send out for a pizza.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, then, what about lunch? I can always come down there.
It wouldn't work, Helen. Bob and I don't eat at a regular time.
Oh, so now it's Bob. You have been working hard.
Oh.
Helen, I promise I'll call you soon. We're missing.
Oh, let me see. Oh, you're right. Where was it?
In the pile with the rest of them. We had two number 12s.
Oh, this is going to be a great addition to our Navajo collection, you know.
Yeah, it's my favorite. There's only one thing I can't figure out. Why did the Navajos make so many different kinds of pottery?
Oh, that's simple. For garage sales.
What? Oh, you.
No, actually, all of their pottery had a use. Now, this pot might have held cornmeal, or maybe the medicine man used it to ask the spirits for something.
He should have asked for a new pot.
Louise, you are fantastic. I don't know how I did this job without you.
Oh, I don't do much. Just little things. Fill out the cards.
Oh, no, I mean it. I have never seen anyone so efficient.
Oh, come on. It's nothing. I don't really eat.
Louise, you must learn to accept compliments, because that's what you get around here instead of money.
Oh, well, I don't care about that. I never really expect to get paid anyway.
You see there? Now you even think like an Indian. You know, a lot of tribes didn't have any money at all, and if they needed something, they traded for it. Now, for instance, if a man wanted a wife, it would cost him 2 horses.
Well, what if he wanted a horse?
It would cost him 2 wives. I'm sorry. Tell me, Louise, what made you get interested in Indians in the first place, huh?
Oh, I don't want to tell you. You'll think it's silly.
Oh, probably, but my other choice is writing a fundraising letter, so please go ahead.
Well, it was all because of a toy doll. When I was a little girl, they didn't make black dolls, but I wanted one. I kept pestering my father until one day he came home with the closest thing he could find, a little Indian princess. Oh.
Well, what's so funny?
I was just thinking, I'll bet she was the only Indian princess named Beulah.
Well, I've certainly never seen one.
She really fascinated me, that little princess, with her long black hair and her colorful beads, all dressed in buckskin. I often wondered, who were these people?
Well, Louise, if you've had the interest that long, you know, you should go back to school and take it up.
Oh, I'm too old.
Oh, come on, now, don't be ridiculous. How old are you?
Me? I'm old enough to know better than to answer that question.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello, Dr. Jessup speaking. No, it's all set up. I'll be there. Now, you'll get my report when I get back. Right. Bye-bye.
You're going away?
Yep, on a dig. A chemical plant wants to build in the Mohawk Valley, and the state asked us to check it out, make sure that no sacred areas are involved.
Oh, it must be exciting going to a real site.
Oh, I tell you, it makes it all worthwhile.
Oh, I've never done anything like that.
Why don't you come along?
Me? Oh, no.
Well, it's only for the weekend, and you've learned enough here. Oh, you'd be great help.
You really think so?
I wouldn't ask otherwise. Can you go?
Well, sure. You know, I think I really like that. When is it?
This weekend.
This weekend? Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay.
Oh, great. That's great. Now you'll really see what archaeology is really all about.
I better check and see you have all the gear you need.
Oh, Bob.
Yes, Louise.
Who else is going?
Oh, just you and me.
Will you get out here? We ain't finished talking about this camping trip yet.
Who are you shouting at?
Did you hear a moose call?
No.
Then why did you come running? Louise, I want to see you out here now.
Okay.
What kind of outfit is that you were wearing?
What are you laughing at? This is what you have to wear in the woods.
She's telling the truth, Jack, because I saw that same outfit on Smokey the Bear.
Look, Weezy, you and this pile of junk ain't going nowhere.
George, we've been all through that. Now stop it. I'm only going for a weekend.
The weekend is going to take you at least a month to unpack.
Well, what are you complaining about? I'm the one who's going to be roughing it.
The hell you are. I'm the one's got to eat Florence's cooking.
Well, if you don't like it, I won't cook.
You hear that, Weezy? She's going to starve me to death.
Florence, you'll make Mr. Jefferson 3 meals a day.
I'd rather starve.
Oh, now, come on, George. Be a good sport. This is important to me.
All right. You want to camp out? Camp out on the terrace.
George, why are you being so difficult?
Weezy, now, you know how special weekends are to us. We always spend them together.
Since when? You work every Saturday.
Yeah, but I'm always coming home on Saturday nights.
Yeah, to watch television. And I just sit there and read a book.
I know, but I like having you here.
Why?
Well, I might want a sandwich.
That's very touching, George. Now I have to get this thing packed. Will one of you please give me a hand? Florence?
Wait a minute. You want me to put all this stuff in this little bag? That's like putting Will Chamberlain in a hat box.
It'll fit.
Good evening, Mr. J. I hope I'm not disturbing you.
You here, ain't you?
Mrs. J, I found the canteen I was telling you about.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bentley, but I already have one.
Oh, not like this. It's filled with wine. That's an old Boy Scout trick.
Mr. Bentley, why would a Boy Scout carry a canteen full of wine?
In case he runs into a Girl Scout. And...
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, but I can't use it.
Oh, well, I'm sure I can make good use of it. Mr. J, your wife is a very lucky person. What a wonderful chance to experience nature and get away from the pollution.
Don't knock pollution, Bentley. Some people think it's beautiful.
Really? Who?
Us cleaners. Pollution gets people dirty, right? So what could be more beautiful to a cleaner than a dirty person?
Yes, I suppose it is our point of view. I mean, to a goat, a tin can isn't rubbish, it's dinner.
What? Can you just call me a goat?
No, George.
Oh, Mrs. J., I envy you. My Uncle Clifford used to take us camping every summer. There was nothing he didn't know about the English forest, except for the Hampton Bog.
The Hampton Bog? What the hell is that?
That's exactly what Uncle Clifford said when he fell in.
He fell in? Did you hear that, Weezy? I told you camping was dangerous. They got quicksand, they got wild animals, man-eating plants, and the bog. Bentley, would you mind telling Weezy how dangerous camping can be, please?
Oh, not at all.
Well, go ahead and tell her.
I just did. Not at all. Now, camping's the safest thing in the world. It's much safer than standing out on Third Avenue.
See, George? I've got nothing to worry about.
Well, if you're sure you don't need this, I'll be running along.
Wait a minute, Bentley. Camping's got to be dangerous. What about your uncle falling into the bog?
Oh, you can't go by Uncle Clifford. He was always falling or tripping or bumping into things. I always thought it was poor eyesight, but his wife said he just didn't give a damn. On the other hand, my Uncle Claude used to go around...
You know, I wonder if he had parents or keepers.
Are you sure we're putting this on right?
I think so.
Wait a minute, Miss Jefferson, this thing is heavy.
Well, I'm gonna have to carry it. Let it go, Florence.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna have to wear it a while and get used to it. All it takes is a little technique.
And three pygmies running behind holding it up. I'll get it.
See how hard it is, Weezy? Why don't you just give up?
Hello, Florence. Oh, Louise, I was waiting for your call about the newsletter. Oh, are you taking a trip?
I'm going on an Indian dig this weekend.
Oh, the whole weekend? That museum is really taking up a lot of your time.
See that? Even your dumb friend Helen thinks this trip is a dumb thing.
Helen, will you please tell George it won't kill him if I go away for a weekend?
I think I better stay out of this.
That's the first smart thing I ever heard you say.
Come on, Helen, this is for the museum.
Look, Louise, I am not taking any part of this, okay?
Two smart things in a row. Somebody call a newspaper.
No, it's not okay. You're supposed to be my friend.
This is between you and George. That's all I'm saying.
She did it! Three in a row! A new Willis record!
Well, I don't care what anybody says. I'm going. And if any of you come to your senses, I'll be in the kitchen.
Here, Miss Jefferson.
Oh, thank you, Florence. I can do it myself now.
I think I better help her. Louise.
Helen, will you be getting too involved if you help me take this off?
Tell me, Louise, isn't it unusual for a volunteer worker to be invited on a dig?
I don't know. Bob just asked me if I'd like to go, and I said yes.
Really? Who else is going?
Oh, I guess only Bob and me.
Does George know that?
No.
No?
Well, it just never came up.
Oh, well, now that sounds innocent enough. You and a gorgeous, unmarried scientist going off alone up to the woods to do a little digging around.
And just exactly what does this mean?
Oh, it's just an old Indian dance. It means put on your buffalo skin, Mama. It is hanky-panky time.
Helen, this is me you're talking about.
And this is me you're talking to. Louise, do you know what you're doing?
Oh, you don't understand.
All right. Explain it to me.
Okay. I like to get out of the house and work on different projects.
I understand that.
And I think a woman can have a male friend.
I understand that.
And I love George.
I'll never understand that.
Oh, come on, Helen. Nothing is going to happen. I'm happily married and I don't fool around.
Neither do I. But I'm telling you, you can be alone with a man and it can happen. Maybe he sees something in you nobody ever saw before. Or maybe he's the only man who laughed because you're a rotten speller. Or maybe he sings an old song you always loved.
Or he thinks your story about a toy doll is cute?
Yeah, something dumb like that. And all those little things add up. And all of a sudden, you're feeling warm and close. And boom, Indian love call.
Helen, don't say that.
Look, I love Tom, but I'm telling you, I know it can happen.
Helen, what happened?
Well, it was a long time ago. Tom and I had been married for about 10 years. Remember, I told you that I had gone back to school to get my graduate degree?
Yeah.
Well, Tom went out of town for a week. And I got a bee sting on my ankle. My whole leg swole up. And I had to stay at home. And then my professor came over every day just to keep me up to date.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. It was completely innocent. We talked a lot, and he cooked for me. I mean, I liked him, Louise, but that was all. Then one day, he was helping me to walk. And he started singing Blue Moon. Oh, girl. You know how I always love Blue Moon. Well, anyway, we walked. And then I leaned on him. And then he leaned on me. And I leaned a little harder. And? Nothing.
Nothing?
Girl, you can't fly with a fat foot.
Then you didn't do anything, you just thought about it?
Yeah, just like Jimmy Carter.
There, you see, Helen? Nothing happened with you, and nothing will happen with me.
Then you're going?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Louise. But remember, you can't always count on getting a bee sting to save you.
Then again, there's no sense in taking chances.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
You're right. Poor Bob. He may not be able to control himself.
That's my Louise.
Helen, if your foot had been okay, do you think you and that professor would have...
Oh, who knows? I might have graduated with honors.
Oh!
Well, it's about time. What you two been gabbing about in there?
Oh, nothing, George. Just, woman talk.
Yeah, you know, about cooking. How we shouldn't let things get overheated.
Bye.
Helen?
Hmm?
Thanks.
Okay, Weezy. I've been thinking about this whole thing, and I made up my mind.
Relax, George. I decided not to go.
I don't care what you decided. You ain't going nowhere.
Yes,
George. You can just take back all of that junk.
Yes, George.
And you can take off that silly-looking outfit.
Yes, George.
And you can just...
Oh, I love you, George.
Hey, Weezy, will you cut it out? We arguing. Oh, wait a minute.
Blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.